This Steve Jones Show podcast is now loading. The Steve Jones Show podcast is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Brewers Outlet, Sunbury Motor Company, and Purdy Insurance. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Welcome. Great to have you with us today. We're going to have quite a show today for you. Adam Rittenberg is going to join us. Adam's today, right? Do I have the days right? And Mike Poorman?
That is correct.
Good guess by Steve.
Nailed it.
I knew it was quite the show. Just trying to figure out what day of the week it is right now.
It's Wednesday when you got home, and it's Wednesday now.
Oh, man. I'll tell you. That's one thing that I... So we had game last Thursday, travel Friday, game Saturday, travel Sunday, travel Monday, game Tuesday, travel back. I got back about 1:30 in the morning, which isn't bad. What's bad is that my wife, I said, the fog is really, really bad last night. She looks at me and says, I said, yeah, especially up in the mountains, it was bad. She looks at me and she says, you drove? I said, yeah. She says, I thought you flew. I said, no. I said, they drove. I drove. What? So I'll say the bailout is quite simple. The bailout is she wasn't as worried because she thought I was flying. So I was like, okay.
I was gonna say I was out and about a little bit last night. I'd have been worried. I was worried for you. I know what that fog is like up on that interstate.
Oh, I mean, but it was all the way though, Todd.
Yeah,
it was all the way in New Jersey. It was like that. Once I got into the Poconos, it was bad. Once I got up toward Danville, because I came back 80. It was on my GPS. It was the preferred route. I thought the route was going to take me to 78 to Harrisburg and over. Nope, it took me to the 33 and up to 80. But the fog was really bad in a lot of spots. But it's like, I feel better now. She was like, I didn't really think too much about it. I was like, then she's like, you drove? How far? I said, we always drive to Rutgers. I said, the team bus. I said, I drove. Okay. So
you probably beat them back by like an hour or so, didn't you?
Oh, I think at least, because I only stopped once, and it was on the, it was on 80. It was no big deal, that was it. And it was for 5 minutes. I think everybody knows why I stopped. I don't have to explain. It was 5 minutes and gone. But I mean, the rain, the fog, the whole thing. Now the game last night, as you know, I feel, and Dick Girardi and I both feel the same way. There are three times in a basketball game, and I feel the same way in a football game, where there's a chance to win or lose the game. One of them's the end. Okay, that's the Sports Center thing, right? And Sports Center is your condition that the end of every game is the most incredible thing ever, and blah blah blah. Great for highlights. I got that. All right. They do so little to educate you about sports, but that's them. It's what they do. All right. Tiger Woods' back still hurts. I got it. He's also 49 years old.
I say my back hurts too, and I'm 49.
Exactly. So that, you know, like, okay, sure. But again, we're talking, it's what they do. So here are the three times. The three times are quite simple. One, end of the game, obvious one. The other time is the under 12 to the under 8. Football, it's the end. And in football, it's the middle eight. Okay, so the middle eight. Last 4 minutes, first half. First 4 minutes, second half. Basketball, it's the under 12 to the under eight. So those are the two. You know where the third one is? The first half. You can win or lose the game in the first half. Penn State lost the game last night in the first half. They just were shells of themselves in the first half. And, you know, they didn't quite put the pressure on these guys. They didn't quite put the, you know, I think they were worried about Harper's terrific. Can I tell you, Harper is terrific. He really is. I think that, you know, he is NBA written all over him, and justifiably so. I mean, he's quick. He's athletic. Is a beautiful passer. Very good shooter. And, yeah, I mean, let's... he's impressive. And Bailey is going to go to the pros because there aren't many 6'10 guys that can step out and shoot. Now, he needs to do a better job of, quote, playing with others, but he's still a really good player. And those two guys combined for 39 points and 27 rebounds last night. That's not bad. But Penn State fell behind by 15 at halftime. And when they had the ball at the end of the first half, I said, Dick, this is a critical possession because right now you're down 12. You can't be down 15. And Williams hit the three-point shot. Well, now you're thinking about how the game's playing out in the second half. Penn State had the ball down two. If he doesn't hit that three-point shot at the end of the first half, Penn State has the ball up one. It's a different game at that point. They've got to get more out of the five spot. Yannick, when he's on his game, is really good. Kachi always contributes. But they've got to get more consistency out of the five spot because Yannick is a very, very talented player. He's a tough matchup for a lot of teams. Let him go out, you know. He needs to go out there and play the game and get into the flow of the game, not be too anxious, not to be too fast. And here's the other part. You know what killed him in the first half? Penn State? Rutgers doesn't have rim protection. Penn State was 3 of 11 in layups. They ended up the game 8 of 19 in layups. I mean, Todd, I mean, they were missing layups last night, and there was nobody around. Like, it was like they were expecting somebody to be there, and there wasn't.
Which is kind of funny because Purdue had the same issues, and they didn't have those problems against Purdue, obviously.
No, it's one of those nights. Sometimes it's just one of those nights, and just happens. Okay, I've got that. If anybody understands that, I do after all these years. Okay, so I've got that part. But it was like you hit two of them, you're in overtime. You hit three of them, I'm talking about layups. You hit three layups, you win the game. Hey.
I feel like Coach Rose might have made that noise once or twice last night, too.
Oh, I'm sure he did. I'm sure he did. So, look, and so now the next three games you have are non-conference games. Start with Coppin State, which played actually pretty well last night before losing to NC State by 10, 66-56. That's Saturday at 12:30. Then they have that game at Drexel, which is opposite the playoff game. And then they have a game on the 29th with Penn. Then they go back to Big Ten play when they take on Northwestern in the Jordan Center on January 2nd. So that's where they are right now. Ace had a tough time shooting last night. Ace did a lot of things really well last night. Really well. He dished off 7 assists. You know, had 3 steals. I mean, played really, did a lot of other things well. Shooting the ball, he struggled with last night. He missed like 4 layups last night. I mean, he got to the bucket. couldn't finish. Like, yee, that's not him. And that's the part that you're like, oh, man. Hurt. No question. Hurt. But, you know, he took the three at the end. He was open on the play. So, look, he's got to take that shot. That's his shot. He can take that shot. Right? So, he was open. It was a good shot. Just missed it. Okay. Sometimes you have one of those nights. Yeah. We all can't be the suit where every day is Shangri-La.
Do you think it was just a Big Ten road game thing, or just a little bit of a hangover from Thursday?
I don't think it was a hangover from Thursday, which is a legitimate question. So no, I don't think that at all. I just think that it's just sometimes you have one of those nights. And I'm talking about the first half, because the second half they played like themselves. The second half they played the way we've seen them play this year. First half, I don't know. I know, you know, it was one of those, like, you're sitting there, like, you know, Dick and I are looking at each other, like, this isn't the team we've watched all year. Okay. I mean, it happens. Yeah, it happens. You don't want it to happen because you feel like you had a chance to get this thing to 2-0 in the Big Ten. You feel like you had a chance to get this thing to, you know, 9-1 instead of 8-2. So yeah, that's the part that really stings in a game like that. Really stings. Like, ah. Nauseating. Yeah? And then you could tell the crowd there, which was a great crowd last night, they were really getting nervous. Because Rutgers, with 6 minutes to go, made a gigantic mistake. They started playing the clock. What are you playing the clock for? Because, you know, I mean, because they haven't lost a game at home this year. But, man, they played tight down the stretch. Like, holy mackerel. I said at one point, I said, Dick, they're playing the clock. And two of us kind of looked at it. It's like, what are they, you know, from the Rutgers point of view, what are you doing? I mean, I was happy they were. But, goodness gracious.
Wonder if that was a matter of overthinking, you know, thinking the pace Penn State plays, you know, you slow them down even more, make it tougher to come back.
No, you know what, Todd? I think it had to do with the fact that, like, they needed a win last night.
Yeah.
And they had not performed well in games decided by 5 or less. They were 1-3. And I think they thought they had enough points to win, and they really didn't. So, yeah, Coppin State's next. You can only go to the next one. You can only go to the next one. And that's the next one. And you've got to win the next three non-conference games. You're the prohibitive favorite in all three. And you need to go out and get it done. So, and to make the turn back into the Big Ten, if you're 11-2... and 1-1 in the Big Ten? Okay. Now the question is going out and getting it done. As I mentioned, Coppin State, I mean, they've struggled this year. Penn State is the prohibitive favorite in Saturday's game. All right. I actually had a nice talk with the play-by-play voice of SMU football this morning. Rich Phillips, great guy. They're excited to be in this spot. There's no, you can tell. And they said, look, I said, Rich, you guys earned it. I said, you didn't lose to Oklahoma and put up 3 points. You didn't lose to Vanderbilt. I said, that's what the, you know, the other guys did. I said, you earned your spot. I mean, that's my opinion. I mean, some people may have a different opinion, but that's my opinion of it. They're good. I mean, they're 9-0 with Jennings at quarterback. And Jennings is a good player. He's a good player. Now, the backup. You may have seen the backup quarterback. for SMU, who had been the starter the first three games, put his name into the transfer portal, but he will be available to play in the game. Okay? So, and he told me, he says, it's a big relief because he says, the third guy, he says, is not ready. So.
Have we discussed there's a local connection at SMU?
No, we have not.
There's a Lewisburg grad that is a that is the assistant AD for staff operations for them.
There you go.
Great. Nate Vajai.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's great. I get a lot of, man, Valley has a lot of people out there. So.
Just, well, now he's probably in charge of showing people around in 2 weeks.
Yeah, but you know what? You know what I didn't tell Rich? I did not tell Rich that this was the last game in that press box.
Ooh.
I did not tell him that. Probably should have. Well, no need to take pictures, but I'm saying I probably should have mentioned it to him. I will when they get here. I said, hey, enjoy it. This is it. But, you know, that's the... that is, it's the last game in that press box. Coming up. Look, they're a good team. They're big up front. And they rotate a lot of people. I mean, they rotate a lot of people, just like Penn State does on defense. So that's not, you know, that doesn't surprise me in the least. Teams have thrown the ball on them. And the other part is that they appear to be a bit susceptible to outside zone. What did Penn State run against Oregon? Outside zone. And then offensively, Jennings has been terrific, and he can move. I mean, he doesn't go out there with the idea, I'm going to run the ball. He doesn't go out and do that, right? He's the kind of guy who keeps his head up, looks to make a play. They've got a couple guys out like Penn State does. R.J. Maryland, their tight end, is out for the year. One of their wide receivers, who's a little bit further down but played a lot, is out for the year. But they got Brinson. Brinson's back at wideout. What he told me about Brinson was this. Brinson was going to redshirt. And so they've kept him out. And then... now that we're in the postseason, they can play him. And because they can play him, right, they can, you know, now they can go out and the roster's wide open. Like Penn State can play anybody it wants, anybody. If they want to play Corey Smith and Corey Smith carries the ball 20 times, it does. He'll still be a redshirt freshman next year. I mean, everybody is available to play now. Everybody. So all that stuff is by the boards. All right. Adam Rittenberg coming up. We will talk with him as we continue on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by our good friends at Sunbury Motors.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
The holidays are a time of year to celebrate and reflect. Reflect on the past year, a year filled with challenges and uncertainty. Uncertainty that bred resilience and hope. Hope for healing, change, new beginnings, and unity. United as one people, one community, by one mission, to safeguard and protect what matters most. From all of us at Purdy Insurance, we wish you health, happiness, and joy this holiday season, and success in the new year.
Bringing you you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and Sunbury Motor Company. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sounds impressive. Don't know if it is, but sounds impressive. This half hour being brought to you by our good friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, the best selection of beer anywhere. And now they have ready-to-drink cocktails. High Noon, Crown Royal, Jack Daniels. All appear to be staples in the corner office. Have you noticed?
Sometimes you just got to get through the day.
Oh, no. What about the rest of us? All right. Wine coolers, water, soft drink, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. And the pickle bar, led by my two personal favorites, the Barrels and the Dills, indeed second to none, all at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. It is obvious that Penn State is going to have two consensus All-Americans this year. One team after another is coming out. The latest is the CBS All-America team. Tyler Warren, first-team tight end. Abdul Carter, first-team defensive end. And that's not the first one we've seen. The Athletic put it out, same story. CBS has Cam Ward at quarterback, Ashton Gentry of Boise State at running back, Cam Scataboo from Arizona State. Wideouts are Nick Nash of San Jose State and T. McMillan from Arizona. Tyler Warren's the tight end. Seth McLaughlin, again, big loss for Ohio State. First team center. Kelvin Banks of Texas, Will Campbell, LSU, Wyatt Millam from West Virginia, and Tyler Booker from Alabama. Defense, Abdul Carter, Penn State, Mason Graham, Michigan, Donovan Izauka from Boston College, Sean Dolak from Buffalo, Jay Higgins, Iowa, Danny Stotsman from Oklahoma, Travis Hunter, Colorado. Eddie Barron from Texas. Caleb Downs, Ohio State. Docky Starks from Georgia. And Xavier Watts from Notre Dame. Hunter, by the way, is the all-purpose player as well.
I'm sure that was a tough call.
Yeah. Yeah. Hunter, by the way, is second team selection at wide receiver. Dylan Gabriel, second-team quarterback. Caleb Johnson, second-team running back. Connerly, Oregon at tackle. Cornelius, the other tackle, second-team. Carson Schlesinger, UCLA at linebacker. Jalen Walker, second-team. Man, looks like a first-team player to me. Will Johnson, Michigan, second-team. D'Angelo Pons, Indiana, second team. Latham Ransom, Ohio State, second team. Shedeur Sanders, by the way, was honorable mention. Ooh. By the way, Rashard Smith of SMU was honorable mention, all purpose. But Shedeur Sanders was honorable mention at quarterback. That's going to make both. You know, let's be honest about it. That's going to make both Deion Sanders and Mark Jones upset.
I'm not sure who you'd put in front of him, though.
Oh, I didn't, you know. I mean, they got Dylan Gabriel and Cam Ward in front of them.
I don't know how you could argue that. I mean, they could, but I don't know how you can.
It's subjective. Yes. I don't worry about those things. I think it's great when a Penn State player gets recognized, because you know, Abdul Carter and Tyler Warren are easy guys to like. So yeah, I want them to do well and get individual honors. But it's all about, look, it's all about winning the dang game. That's what it's all about. It's all about winning the game. So that's what the whole ball game is to me. Now, Army Navy is Saturday. Love this game. Don't really get a chance to watch it too often because normally I have a game that's opposite it. But not this time. My game on Saturday is at 12:30. The game's at 3 o'clock. And I'll be honest with you, I'm really looking forward to just putting my feet up and watching the game, because I'll be direct with everybody. This, so everybody knows, I already have the SMU game prepared. It's all done. I don't have to do anything else except go to practices, look at some tape, things like that. But the charts are all done. So I'm going to put my feet up Saturday. I've done a lot of work the last few days to make sure I was ready for it. You know, when you're on the road, you can do work like that. Get the nuts and bolts work done. That way, when I'm here, I can just be here. I don't have to always be working every second. Right? So I made sure in that trip to Rutgers, I got as much done as I could in a lot of different areas. Because you're not around, you have a little bit more time, and so you do that. So I'm going to take some time, put my feet up, nice beverage, get something to eat, and enjoy watching the game. I mean, look, there's no transfer portal with Army Navy. There's no NIL with Army Navy. There's none of that. And these young people, when they're done, are going to be serving. You know, they're serving our country. And by the way, they're both good. They're both good. Army is 11-1. Navy's 8-3. If you're wondering why Army has played the extra game, it's because they played already the American Championship game, which they won over Tulane. But that's... I'm looking forward to watching that game. And it's an Army-Navy game. It doesn't... I mean, it goes fast. And, you know, clock doesn't stop. Nobody throws.
Too bad you guys aren't at Coppin State. You might be able to... Could have snuck in a trip over to the game.
You know what? There were years ago, I did a game at the Palestra, and it was a night game, and I could have gone. And to this day, I kind of regret I didn't go, because it was in Philadelphia. And I think it was one of those things where I was so busy at the time, I didn't really think about it. And all of a sudden, I was driving down, and says, I could have gone to Army Navy. Just to see it once in person would be great. Because, again, a lot of times when that game's being played, I'm doing another game. So a lot of times I don't really get a chance to watch it, or I'll be in the broadcast booth and I'll see the end of it. Whatever. Congrats to Paul Posluszny in the College Football Hall of Fame. It was great that Sean Lee was there last night. LeVar Arrington went last night. I thought it was terrific. And he, do you want to talk about earning your spot? Man, did he earn his spot. He earned his spot. Great career at Penn State. Nice career in the NFL with Jacksonville, Buffalo first. But couldn't happen to a nicer guy, great football player. Terrific. So he justifiably gets into the College Football Hall of Fame last night. That's great. Now it is awards week. The Gursky Award will come out. The Bednarik will come out. The Mackey Award. So we'll find out about that this week as well. And we'll see how that ends up playing out. Penn State should do okay. Again, we talked about the All-American part of it. The All-American part of it is playing out. I mean, it's going to be two consensus first-team All-Americans, which is great. I think that's great. And they both earned it. I mean, you know, look at Warren's lined up at 9 different spots, literally. And Carter made the move from linebacker to defensive end back to linebacker at times. You know, third down plays, he's in that stand-up spot. And, you know, think about the adjustment you have to make. I think people look at him and go, wow, of course he should be a defensive end. Look at him. Well, first of all, he's 259. That's probably about 11 pounds under what a defensive end probably should be on the college level. You have to remember, when you're playing linebacker and you're blitzing, Todd, who's picking you up?
Usually the running back.
Right. Now when you're rushing from defensive end, who are you going head-to-head with?
Right or left tackle?
A 320-pound right or left tackle. Now, you're quick. He's not, in general. Right, so you have to use your natural gifts against their power. And he's done that this year. He's been terrific. And I can't say enough. You know, and talk about working at his craft. The number of times Jack Ham and I will be at practice and we see Abdul after practice working on his craft, either with Torrance Brown or with Deion Barnes. That tells you a lot about player development when they do that. And, you know, I think that's, you know, that's part of what makes it great to see somebody, the fruits of their labor to get to this point. So.
That was one of the big, obviously, that was one of the big question marks coming into the season, you know, how he would adjust to that. And I think most people thought he would be able to do it, but I'm pretty impressed with how good he actually, how quickly he did adjust.
I mean, he's just really good. Yeah. To his credit, I mean, he's a really good player. We already knew, well, I mean, he's better than a really good player. He's a great player, actually. You know, he's somebody that, you know, really throws his, I mean, to see him work at his craft, I mean, Warren does that all the time. I mean, we see him snapping the ball in a game. Well, I remember last year out there at a practice and Warren was snapping the ball on punts and extra points. He was just doing it to do it. Same thing. He works on his craft all the time. I mean, all the time. It really makes a big difference. Because it's always the stuff that you don't see that isn't talked about that makes a difference of being excellent to great. The stuff nobody sees. Excellent to great. And that's what he's been able to do. And when I see guys like that, and they aren't the only ones. I mean, look. They aren't the only ones. I see this happen all the time. But since these are the two players that are being spotlighted, I wanted to talk about them as to how they go about their business. They, you know, it's those extras. James talks all the time to his players about how important Monday is. Okay, well, why is Monday important? Well, Monday is important because, okay, that's the day off. Well, that's where you look at the extra tape. That's maybe you go out by yourself or with the quarterback and work on a couple of things. I mean, you can do that on your own. And that's what they do. And over and over and over again, I've been watching Carter do this all year. And every coach hopes to see that. Not every coach sees it, but every coach hopes to see it.
I think that gets lost on even on, you know, the level I see it. High school football is, I think a lot of people think these good football teams, you know, it's all talent. You snap your fingers and just run them out there and line them up. But there's so much stuff that people don't see. The work, honestly, for high school teams, the work that's going in now, you know, 3 weeks after the season. College, you know, that stuff starts right away. And, you know, there's a lot of unseen things that go on around all these sports that, you know, allows them to be good on game day that most people don't think about or don't realize most of the time.
Right. And, but that's, again, that's part of, that's, again, we try to at least open the door some a little bit to people who listen to the show. Maybe there's some aspects they don't see. So they themselves have a better handle on what's going on. Right? I think that's part of it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I've tried to. I think what happens is people make assumptions about teams or how it's actually done, things like that. You get 20 hours in a week. Well, in the 20 hours in a week, how do you handle it properly? What are the extra things players can do that changes everything? All right? And these guys, I mean, they work hard at it. You know, they work hard at it. And that's something that the good ones do. The other ones, practice is over, I'm leaving. Oh, practice is over, I'm leaving? Okay. I guess that's your choice. But these guys don't do that. All right, we'll take a break. Back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Ho, ho, ho. Sunbury Motors Ford will help you get through the snow.
SMC has the area's largest selection of 4x4s with over 310 new and pre-owned trucks and SUVs priced as low as $13,968 with payments from just $259 a month with no money down. Sunbury Motors has over 40 new 2024 Escapes slashed $5,000. Plus, get 1.9% financing for 60 months starting at just $27,650. SMC has 31 of the top-selling 2024 Ford Bronco Sports, discounted $47.50 and priced from only $28,315. Choose from over 45 new Ford F-150s with savings up to an amazing $12,616. And they start at just $46,549 with available 1.9% for 60 months. The Mertz family and all of Sunbury Motors would like to wish everyone a safe and joyous holiday season.
Who knows Santa? Sunbury Motors knows Santa.
All right. Great to have you with us on the show today. Adam Rittenberg next half hour. Mike Poorman final half hour. Adam's what, 215?
205.
205. Very nice. Okay. What do we have tomorrow? You had something cooked up for tomorrow.
Nick Faribault and the Steelers, and Bob Nightingale from the winter meetings.
Oh, good, great. We can talk about Juan Soto. Yep, that's great.
Yeah, good. Maybe some more will happen today.
Not really. I mean, Fried was a big pickup by the Yankees.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't expect the Phillies to do anything. I mean, I like the Phillies roster the way it is. They just have to get over the hump. I mean, who are they going to add?
I think I was reading yesterday that they were thinking about maybe Teoscar Hernandez, but he seems to want to go back to the Dodgers.
Can you blame him?
No, not in the least.
Nope. I want to go back to the Dodgers, too. And you know what? I'll give the Dodgers credit. They pay legitimate cash. Whew. And they pay a lot of money. Dodgers, they pay a ton of money.
Hey, they're smart, though. A lot of that is deferred. Mr.
Yeah.
Soto's is not.
No, it is not. And it's, what, $51 million a year?
Yeah, and he can opt out after 5 years and add some sort of escalator. It can be up to, like, $850 million, I think.
See, but like Matt yesterday was it yesterday or it was yesterday?
Right? Yeah, it was yesterday.
Yeah, was going on about what Cashman said about we're not going to be drunken sailors. I'm sorry, but Cashman's right. He's not wrong. I mean, come on, you just can't keep throwing money out there just because he thinks he deserves it. Okay, he's a great offensive player. In so many ways. But he's not a plus player when it comes to defense. He's not a plus player when it comes to running the bases. He's just not. $51 million a year, you got to do more than just what he does.
I think people romanticize the Steinbrenner years and just remember like 95 and 96 and not most of the 80s and the early 90s.
But what did the Yankees do when their dynasty got kicked in again? It was all homegrown players.
Yes, it was.